Good evening, everyone. This is the Republic House of Representatives call. Today is Tuesday, January 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2025. Tonight, we are going to change up the teaching order a little bit and start with the first five pages of the DSI. I'm going to stop the recording about at the end of each page and have discussion for all, including how the 50 laws of life apply to the DSI and throughout the Bible with Dr. Fred Mosley's commentary. With discussion as the Holy Spirit leads us. Well, after that, Representative McCartney requested that we have a discussion about House committees, so we can do that after that. But before we get started with roll call and swearing or affirming in new representatives and the DSI, would someone like to open us up in prayer? All right, I could do that. Father in heaven and earth, we honor your holy name for all to hear and give you thanks and praise for the mighty works that are being done worldwide to cleanse this earth of the darkness that has been set up to fail since long ago. We pray that your glory continues to clean house and to make way for the salvation of mankind as only a loving Father can do. So be with us so we may find necessary provision during these times of great awakening for our new brethren. We ask for the forgiveness of our sins, both known and unknown, and we pray for those we have done wrong to or have done wrong to us. We lift those up who are struggling in health, mind, and emotions, and we pray for peace and calm over those who don't understand. We ask, Father, for you to have your mercy on our nation and bring us out of bondage of the evil ones. Father, put in an impenetrable shield around us, our family, and our friends that cannot be broken through by the enemy, and cover us with the blood of Jesus, keeping us safe from all harm and evil influence in this world, while allowing us to spread your message of salvation to those you direct us to throughout all the earth. And when the Son of Man, the Son of God, returns, he will find faith, hope, and love on planet Earth. We trust and have faith in your plan, Father. Help us to be the peacemakers of the earth and restore a republic, and that this may be a pleasing in your sight. We pray your will, and in the name of the Lord, our righteousness, Yeshua, our Savior. Thank you, Father, and you, Lord.
See, look at Susie's response, okay? Some counties may need...
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not speaking right now, could you please mute your phone so we don't hear background noise? I'd appreciate it. All right. So, we've got... looks like we have one representative that has not taken his oath. Representative Michael Rahm from Pennsylvania. Sir, are you ready to take your oath?
Hi, Mark. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. And yes, I am.
All right. Very good. And... just so we're on the same page, this is, of course, an oath to the Organic Constitution of 1789 and with the Bill of Rights of 1791, just to confirm that, because there were no other constitutions back at that time, so back before 1860, shall we say. All right, so Representative Schmidt, would you mind doing the honors, please, sir?
Okay, thank you. Would you prefer swear or affirm?
Where?
Okay. I, then state your name.
I, Michael R. Rahm.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support. The Constitution. Of the United States. Congratulations. Welcome to the House of Representatives.
So help me congratulations. God. Thank you.
Congratulations, Representative Rahm.
Thank you so much.
Is there anyone else that hasn't received their oath tonight? All right. Well, let's do some roll call here then. I'm going to do it a little bit quicker. Just going to say representative and your last name, and then you could say if you're present or not. You could say see your present from your free state, whatever you want to do. But I'm going to try to go a little quicker here. So Representative Schmidt, are you present?
Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin Free State is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Cox, are you present?
Yes, Representative Robin Cox from North Dakota Free State is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Blanton, are you present?
Representative Blanton, Colorado Free State, present.
Thank you, sir. And Representative Mark Binder from the Free State of Iowa is present. Representative Reed, are you present, sir? All right. Representative Jordan, are you present? Was that you, Representative Reed? Okay. Representative Jordan, are you present, sir? All right. Representative Sawell, are you present?
Representative Sawell from North Carolina Free State, present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Marshall, are you present?
Representative Denise Marshall from Michigan Free State, present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Hatcher, are you present?
Representative Hatcher is present, Georgia Free State.
Thank you, sir. Representative Leith, are you present? Representative Kathleen Jones, are you present, ma'am?
Representative Jones, Free State of Alabama, present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Holliday, are you present?
Representative Michelle Holliday from the Great Free State of Indiana is present.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
Representative Trio, are you present? Representative Alsup, are you present?
Representative Alsup from Arkansas Free State, present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Akey, are you present?
Representative Akey from the State of Ohio, present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Rosallo, are you present?
Representative Rosa Polino Rosullo from the Free State of Maryland, present.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Representative Higgs, are you present? Representative McCarthy, are you present?
Representative McCarthy from Washington Free State.
Thank you, sir.
Present.
Representative Knowlton, are you present?
Scott Knowlton from Free State of Massachusetts, present.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Representative Strong, are you present?
Shannon Strong of Free State of Connecticut is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Costello, are you present? Representative Gonzalez, are you present?
Representative Lizzie Gonzalez from the Free State of New Mexico is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Neville, are you present? Representative Pitzer, are you present? And Representative Rahm from Pennsylvania, are you present, sir?
Representative Mike Rahm is present from Pennsylvania Free State.
All right. Thank you so much. So we have 17 representatives representing 17 states tonight. Well, that's not bad. All right. Okay. We're going to get on with the teaching for tonight.
Mr. Binder, Mr. Speaker,
yes.
This is Representative Robin Cox.
Yes, ma'am.
I just had a question.
Okay.
My question is, I'm not clear on the spelling of the new representative from Pennsylvania, his last name.
Okay.
How do you spell that?
R-O-H-M, I believe is his last name.
R-O-H-M.
That's
okay,
correct.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
No problem.
I yield.
All right. Some of you are not familiar with Dr. Mosley, so we're going to give a little introduction. He's going to tell us a little bit about his walk in the judicial system and his walk in his spiritual walk for the 50th Laws of Life, and then we're going to get on with our DSI teaching. So Dr. Mosley offers several books, including the 50 Laws of Life, that list those laws and how they applied in the Bible then and today. And he's also got a show on Brighteon TV entitled The Laws of Life Court TV and a website of the same name. So without further ado, Justice Mosley, would you mind telling us a little bit about your background and yourself, sir?
Thank you very much, sir. The laws of life. We define a law of life as being an absolute divine truth that governs the consequences of our actions. Everything we do and everything that we say activates one or more laws of life, either in a positive or in a negative way. Now, my secular background is in the legal profession as a federal prosecutor with the United States Justice Department and as a state prosecutor in central and northern Ohio in the greater Cleveland area, and as a defense attorney after that. But these laws of life were not given to me and did not come to me by or through secular courts or secular legal education. And if you want more information on my background, it's on my website. And it shares with you how I came to be involved with the Republic and the fact that now I'm strictly doing God's work as opposed to being involved in the legal secular community. But in order for me to refer to a law of life as being such, I have to begin in the Old Testament with the foundational scripture, carrying that law of life throughout the Old Testament into and throughout the New Testament. Oftentimes, hundreds of scriptures will come together to establish each of these laws of life. I've been sharing the laws of life with the body of Christ now for more than 30 years. And we have books dealing with each of these laws of life. The one that's mostly demanded are the 50 laws of life that we have in publication form. But we want to emphasize the fact here that these laws of life apply to every aspect of our lives. They apply to individuals. They apply to groups. They apply to nations. They apply to documents such as the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and they also apply to the Declaration of Sovereign Intent, which we will have some discussion concerning this evening and perhaps for two more sessions after this session. So, Representative Binder, at this time, it's my understanding that you will begin to present a reading of the Declaration of Sovereign Intent, and we'll have some discussion concerning it. Then the discussion will be centered around trying to ascertain these laws of life that are embedded in the Declaration of Sovereign Intent. And I submit to you, before we get to that point, that there are laws of life that are, in fact, embedded in this declaration that are consistent with kingdom laws, and that's what we're emphasizing in this teaching. And there's some higher laws, man's laws, Supreme Court, the courts of appeal, and various other secular courts. Yes, they have their place. But there are some laws that supersede all of those laws, and those laws I refer to as the laws of life, which are supported by Scripture. Representative Binder, I yield to you at this point, and then I'll come back later. Yes, sir.
Thank you. I did send out a handout just like half an hour ago about the 50 laws of life, and I posted it earlier this morning on the Republic House call, on the wire call. So I just wanted to read a quick quote here to kind of set the mood. This is a quote from his book, and I'm quoting him directly. He says, "Christians often declare nowadays that we are no longer under law, meaning the Mosaic law, but under grace." And this is Dr. Mosley talking. "I totally agree with that belief. Nevertheless, we are without doubt still operating under natural, physical, and spiritual laws. Laws govern everything in existence, and that is without exception." All right. Without further ado, we're going to get started with the first five pages of the DSI.
This has always been a friendly introduction call for the people of the United States Corporation. The original de jure republic, called the Republic for the United States of America, has been fully re-inhabited and reseated. I know it's a hard thing to understand, but it's true. The United States is a corporation, and you can find that under Title 28, Section 3002. It's not how it's always been. Don't worry, we are law-abiding, peaceful Americans. We're very pro-government. You can consider the Republic members are simply anti-corruption. See, we found in the law that there's two forms of government here on our land, and we did something about it. We are the people. We're mothers, fathers, sons, daughters. We have families just like you. We simply found some truths, and we're sharing these important truths with the rest of the world. So get ready to hear things that sound impossible, but they're absolutely the truth. And get ready to understand that you're about to be a part of history tonight. We welcome each one of you to the Republic for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the most important call we have ever done tonight, and I'm going to yield the floor to our host of the call, Mr. Bob Barnett.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to all, and I'm pleased to tell you that tonight is the culmination of the last 3 weeks. 2 weeks ago, we heard about original events in era 1775. Then last week, we heard about the events that occurred in Utah in November of 2010 from the people who were there, some of the principals that were a part of that. Tonight, and finally, it's the intent to properly present to you what was accomplished in Utah on November 15th, 2010, then followed by the accomplishment to present that in 2010, the DSI, Declaration of Sovereign Intent, then was and became a part of the Proclamation of Claim and Interest of the Republic for the United States of America, and that occurred in the month of May in 2012. Then we are going to have our third guest who will present to you first-hand account of its filing of the documents that occurred in May of 2012. So we'll start with Kelby Smith and brings to you personally the Declaration of Sovereign Intent. Kelly?
Declaration of Sovereign Intent, signed on Utah, November 14th and 15th of 2010. We, the Congress of the people on the land of the Republic for the United States of America, which name will be used in reference to our Republic in all documents and communication from this day forward, in session, in the presence of Almighty God, do hereby declare the following to be true and self-evident. We, the people, on the land of the Republic for the United States of America, do hereby declare that in the year of our Lord 1776, the Founding Fathers created a Declaration of Independence to declare our separation from England. This declaration acknowledges that the people of America have the right to abolish any government they feel is not in the interest of their safety and security. We, the people, on the land of the Republic for the United States of America, do hereby declare that in the year 1791, the Congress of the United States of America, in session, adopted a Constitution for the United States of America and a Bill of Rights. This Constitution affirms that we, the people, lawfully settled within the territorial boundaries of the Republic for the United States of America, have certain equal, inherent, unalienable rights from the Creator Almighty God, which can never be removed, altered, or denied by government. We the people on the land of the Republic for the United States of America do hereby declare that in the years 1868 through 1871, the U.S. Congress established a municipal corporation in Delaware called the United States. This municipal corporation was given a jurisdictional territory of 10 square miles in an area named the District of Columbia. We the people on the land of the Republic for the United States of America do hereby declare that in the years 1868 through 1871, the U.S. Congress of the Municipal Corporation, United States, changed our system and law from lawful to a legal system which implemented and enforced laws which were in violation of the spirit and letter of our founding documents. This legal system was imposed upon we the people without notification or our lawful consent. The Congress began a march down the road to destruction of the fundamental laws that founded our nation. They implemented non-injury prosecution for the purpose of unlawfully extracting wealth from we the people without our lawful consent. They created deceptive contracting practices that allowed enforcement of contracts and laws without proper full disclosure. Consent cannot be given without lawful full disclosure. We believe this was done with full knowledge, malice, fraud, and intent by the United States.
Anybody there?
I'm still here, but I don't hear anyone else.
Sorry, had myself
muted. I'm here.
I apologize for that.
I'm here.
I was trying to not make background music, and I forgot I muted myself. So, Dr. Mosley, would you mind explaining a little bit of the laws of life and the first page of what we just read to us?
Well, the first law of life that comes to my attention is the law of authority. Because in that first page or so, reference was made to Almighty God. And we know from Scripture that all authority, not some, not most, but all authority comes from God. I also noticed that there was reference, although this term was not used, but there was reference to the law of agreement, because it continued to say, we the people, suggesting an agreement among the people of this country with respect to this declaration that was being proposed. So that's another law of life that caught my attention. First, the law of authority. Nextly, the law of agreement. And as we go along, there are going to be several other laws of life that we'll touch upon. Another being the law of accountability and responsibility. Scripture says every one of us must give an account of himself to God. So those are three laws of life that are deeply embedded in the Declaration of Sovereign Intent, along with a number of other laws of life. And what we shared a little while ago is that there is no activity that one can think of that would not have at least one or more laws of life embedded therein. As we said earlier, in order to refer to a law of life as being such, we don't just grab one scripture here or there and determine that it establishes that particular law of life. There's a body of scripture that comes together to establish the law of authority, a body of scripture that comes together to establish the law of agreement, a body of scripture that comes together to establish the law of accountability and responsibility. And these are absolute laws, and they laws that are superior to any of man's laws that we come across and deal with. This is why we make reference to in some of our sessions, the name of the ministry that God has called us to is Justice Ministry, is because the only place or the only supreme person that we receive justice from, true and absolute justice, is Father God. So there are some laws, and so often when people say that there's no justice today, we're reminded of the fact that pure justice does not come from man's courts. Pure and unadulterated justice comes only from these laws of life and from our Creator. So those are two of the three laws of life, Mr. Speaker, that immediately come to my attention, but there are others as we go along.
Thank you, sir. Yes,
now, you may have some you may want to make reference to, Mr. Speaker.
Yeah, a couple that pointed out to me is the law of reputation and character, because the Republic is showing character and pointing out what's wrong and what needs to be fixed, and also the law of corruption, showing the what has corrupted the government of America, the corporation.
Now, along with those two, and I think you may have touched upon another, the law of contamination, along with the law of corruption.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Go ahead, Mr. Speaker.
I was going to say, does any of the representatives have any comments they'd like to make? The floor is open for this page. All right, I'm sorry. Dr. Mosley, what were you talking about there?
No, what I was about to say is that the purpose of going through these documents in the way that we are is to bring to the attention of the other representatives that as you and I are going through this document and drawing from it the laws of life, we want to get the representatives who are here and those who are to come also to a point that they can look at any document, any aspect of life, and they will automatically see the laws of life that are embedded therein, because as we said before, there are laws of life incorporated in every component of life. And these are kingdom laws. These are laws that are supported by the Sermon on the Mount. And it is not from the Mosaic. We're not ignoring the Mosaic laws, but we're taking the position that the Mosaic merges under and into the Sermon on the Mount, which are the New Testament laws of life that we're relying and depending on. And hopefully, as we go along, as you and I immediately see laws of life embedded in certain documents or certain transactions, that the representatives who are on this call and otherwise will likewise be in a position to immediately recognize these laws of life and how they fit in particular situations. I yield.
Yes, sir. The floor is open for any more discussion. All right. If there's no more discussion, we'll go to the next page. Thank you.
We, the people, on the land of the Republic for the United States of America, do hereby declare in the year 1913 the legislature created a Federal Reserve System without a lawful majority vote of Congress as required for a bill to be passed into law. The legislature unlawfully established a banking system that has unlawfully eaten out the substance of we the people by hypothecating and borrowing vast sums of credit that were created from nothing of value. By using this system, Congress has egregiously violated their fiduciary oath and duties to we the people. The result is a hypothecated debt that cannot be repaid to the lender. We believe the corporation United States is bankrupt and insolvent and will certainly fail. We the people of the Republic for the United States of America do hereby declare that in or about the year 1913, the legislature of the corporation United States created an income tax system to unlawfully tax the earnings of we the people who do not work, earn, or reside within the territorial borders of the corporation United States. This unlawful tax has been imposed upon we the people without properly legislated laws and without our lawful consent. Criminal prosecutions have been unlawfully held against millions of we the people under Title 18 United States Code. although this code was never lawfully passed into law by a lawful majority of the legislature. This fraud was perpetrated upon we the people without full knowledge, malice, and intent by the U.S. Congress, Internal Revenue.
Sorry, I had to stop that. He made a mistake there, and we're reading this in the House record. The sentence he was talking about should say people with full knowledge, not without full knowledge, malice, and intent. We'll continue on. Just wanted to point that out.
Yeah. The Internal Revenue Service and the Federal Reserve. These criminal acts are unconscionable to decent people and will no longer be tolerated. We the people on the land of the Republic for the United States of America do hereby declare that the United States Congress, along with the American Bar Association and the U.S. judicial system, have, with full knowledge, malice, fraud, and intent, created a system of prison bonds which have been hypothecated against the lawful property of we the people without their lawful consent. This system of bonding is used to enrich private corporations in violation of the laws of our land and the fiduciary duty of the trustees of the accounts. This system makes it extremely profitable to arrest and convict innocent people for victimless crimes using improperly legislated codes, statutes, and ordinances. Thousands of Americans are currently being held in their state and federal prisons under false charges for bogus crimes. Many of these were denied due process rights, challenges to lawful jurisdiction, proper jury selection, habeas corpus, and numerous other God-given unalienable rights. These Americans are being held against their will for the exclusive purpose of enriching private corporations. Numerous criminal violations of law have been committed with full knowledge, malice, fraud, and intent, and will no longer be tolerated by we the people.
All right. Dr. Mosley, can you give us your take on the 50 Laws of Life of that page, sir?
Well, yes, we'll endeavor to do so. There's a law throughout the Bible, and especially in the Old Testament, dealing with overstepping. Two words, overstepping. One can have God-given authority to do something, but once that individual goes beyond the scope of the authority that God has given to the individual, or to a nation, or to a group, or to whatever it may be, then they have stepped into the arena of overstepping. And this is one of the predominant laws of life I see being enunciated here, is that the government, based upon what you have read in the Declaration of Sovereign Intent to this point, the government has overstepped, gone beyond the authority, that the God-given authority that it had. And if you recall the Old Testament accounts, every time the children of Israel came to be got involved in sin, they went into bondage or captivity. But when they repented and turned to God for mercy, they were restored. But if you'll note, the country that brought them into bondage, once that country went beyond the authority that God had given to them, they then were placed in bondage, and they were then the captives instead of the captors. The point I'm trying to make is that once a person in authority oversteps, they put themselves in a position to be judged. So that's one of the laws of life I see based upon what was just read. There's another law of life. It's very closely related to the law of overstepping. It's the law of resistance and non-resistance. If you recall the account of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is that they refused to bow down to the golden image. And as a result, they were thrown into the fiery furnace. But we know what happened then, because they came out not scorched, not burned, but the men who threw them in there were annihilated based upon the heat of that fiery furnace. They had the authority to resist, Now, but if you note very closely, they did not resist in any form of violence. They just said to the king that we will not bow down. They were willing to accept whatever punishment that may have come forth from the fact that they refused to bow down to the golden image. And as a result, God moved in and fought their battle. I ask you the question, is that a pattern for us today? That there's a way to resist, as a way to resist that is godly, but a way to resist that's a nonviolent way of resistance, knowing that God ultimately, by and through his power, will prevail in whatever the situation might be. I yield for, again, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, sir. That's very insightful. The floor is open. Anyone like to make a comment on the second page we just read?
Representative Aiken from the Free State of Ohio.
Yes, sir. You have the floor, Representative Aiken.
Okay. I was wondering, just for clarification for myself, would another example be the J6 incident that we're currently facing?
It could very well be.
Yeah. You can apply the 50 laws of life to any situation, basically.
Yes,
yep.
You can.
And that comes under the what we're discussing, the law of authority, then?
Well, in general, we're discussing the Declaration of Sovereign Intent and the laws of life that are embedded in that particular document. But in doing so, we're extracting from it the laws of life that apply to that document, as well as some situations that perhaps are taking place today that perhaps should be looked at based upon these 50 laws of life that the Spirit of God has revealed to us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Are you?
This is Representative Robert Cochran.
Floor is open.
Just have a point of
clarification. Yes, ma'am,
floor. Regarding resistance, regarding a godly and versus an ungodly way of resisting, you could resist in a nonviolent manner, and the Bible is replete with instances godly resistance, like the midwives resisted the decree of Pharaoh when he said that all the male Hebrew babies be killed. And the midwives refused to kill the babies, and when Pharaoh called them in and asked why they weren't killing the Hebrew male babies, he said, well, those women are just too quick for us. We can't get there in time. And so Pharaoh bought it, and then Moses was born, and his mother smuggled him into a wooden raft on the Nile River. Anyways, that was a civil disobedience, a godly kind of resistance. But an ungodly kind of resistance is a violent kind of resistance. We see that in 2020, for instance, there was all kind of rioting in Seattle and Portland, Oregon, and Minneapolis. People were violently resistance. And in January 6th, there's a question about whether that was godly versus ungodly resistance. But I submit to you that the people, the true Trump supporters were not resisting in a violent manner, and any violence was because of infiltrators who were FBI plants and Antifa, etc. There were people that infiltrated into that group that weren't in fact true patriots. But anyways. Godly resistance is nonviolent. I yield.
Those are excellent examples.
I would submit to you that the law of notice and warning is all throughout the DSI, this document here, because we're giving notice to the people and warning to the perpetrators, as you might say.
Absolutely.
This is Representative.
All right, the floor is open. Anyone else like to make a comment?
Hi, Representative Holliday of the Free State of Indiana. I just want to say how powerful the DSI is. This is the first time I've listened to it in this form. I'm so proud of us as the restored republic to be bringing this to our fellow Americans in such a manner as this. And the lady, the representative before me, who brought up the January 6th, yes, indeed, we Trump supporters were infiltrated, absolutely. And it's our, not just our right, but it's our obligation, I believe, as Americans, when we see something happening in our government that we believe is wrong, that we get together and peacefully say so. For us to just stand by and do nothing would have been wrong in the eyes of God. And I do think that the January 6th Patriots will be restored to where they should be. I yield the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Holliday. It's a good insight. Anyone else like to make a comment or a question or suggestion?
Representative Jones,
all right.
Free State of Alabama.
Yes, ma'am, you have the floor.
I just wanted to, I like she just said that it's amazing to listen to it and, you know, the resistance there and how the Federal Reserve was set up. I'm currently reading the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which goes into a lot of detail. I mean, it's an 18-hour audio, but it, you know, it shows where they deceived us in so much and that we never even knew it. And so I just, if you're really into that type of thing, that book is an excellent book to review. I yield back.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else like to make a comment or suggestion?
This is Representative Rosa.
All right.
I'm on the from the state of Maryland. I just wanted to thank Dr. Mosley for his wisdom, and I know he doesn't need it, but I just wanted to say thank you because we need to cherish people that hold on to God's word and continue to preach. It's sad in today's world that so many people coming out of seminary only come out into the churches preaching the gospel. They don't preach the law, and the law is just as powerful and, you know, meaningful as the gospel, if not more so. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you so very much.
The floor is open. Anyone else like to make a comment or an observation? All right, then we shall move on.
We the people on the land of the Republic for the United States of America do hereby declare that the United States Congress, in conjunction with the American Medical Association, has, with full knowledge, malice, fraud, and intent, authorized the use of legal prescription drugs to poison and destroy the health and lives of the American people. The United States Congress, in conjunction with the American Medical Association and Food and Drug Administration, has, with full knowledge, malice, fraud, and intent, withheld and suppressed alternative health measures and practices that could have helped improve the quality of life and health of millions of people around the world. We, the people on the land of the Republic for the United States of America, do hereby declare that the United States has unlawfully used public, local, and private lands, properties, infrastructure, facilities, roads, bridges, utilities, public parks, and seaports to mortgage and hypothecate against in order to create funds to operate the United States corporate government. This government has, with full knowledge, malice, fraud, and intent, abused the assets of the American people without their knowledge or consent to finance abusive spending practices to enrich private corporations. Many of the bills are passed by Congress were passed to create fraudulent enterprises that were intentionally over-budgeted in order to pay bribes, graft, and kickbacks to many members of Congress. Many of these funds have been deposited in offshore private trust accounts that are controlled by members of Congress. This financial abuse of the public trust has resulted in a debt so large that it could never be paid by the American people. This abuse has placed all of the public and private assets of the people at serious risk, which is a violation of their oath of office and fiduciary duties to the people. This criminal behavior will no longer be tolerated by we the people. We the people on the land of the Republic for the United States of America do hereby declare that the United States Corporation has unlawfully created bonds for the purpose of affecting title to the American people, and that this is tantamount to placing them into slavery, which is contrary to our laws. This was done for the benefit of certain banking interests. This criminal behavior will no longer be tolerated by we the people. Note.
Well, that was kind of a short page, but there was a lot in there. Dr. Mosley, do you have insight on this page?
Yes, Representative. I'm going to go back to the law of agreement again, although there's some other laws touched upon in that particular section. But an agreement can be a lawful agreement or it can be an unlawful agreement. And sometimes the names probably referred to as a conspiracy. And I think that's what is being pointed up in this particular aspect of the Declaration of Sovereign Intent, the illegal agreements that were entered into and how it impacted we the people. I yield.
Yes, sir. The floor is open for any comments or any insights.
This is Representative Alsup from Arkansas.
Yes, ma'am. You have the floor.
I want to put a little caution out there. I see we're trying to say that AMA is, you know, in violation of American we the people. But I think sometimes we got to look at the individual people. Yes, there are criminals in the AMA, but I know there are a lot of individual medical personnel that have no idea of what was behind all of that when it all started. Now, they are probably maybe a little guilty of not being informed, but I think we got to not lump people together and remember that individual people have, you know, consider an individual people and not just lump them all together as a group. I yield.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that insight. I think maybe they're going after the industry that created drugs, the pharmaceutical companies and stuff. That's what they're going with. They're not going after the medical workers per se, in my opinion.
This is also Representative Alsup again.
Yes,
I know that's the intent, and I hope we can keep it there. I just hope we don't carry it too far and throw out the baby with the wash. Type of thing, and just think every doctor, every nurse that's walking down the street has been criminal, because there are many good, dedicated doctors and nurses, but yes, a lot of them have had their hands out and have been implicated and have been caught with dirty hands, and I just think that we need to not just put them all in one pool and throw a blanket accusation out there to them. I yield.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Representative Robin Cox.
You're
could
right,
I have
right.
the floor, please?
Yep. I just want to make a quick comment, if that'd be all right. I just wanted to say that before we get to the end of the DSI, you're going to realize that the Republic wants to practice forgiveness. They don't want to harm anybody, or they want forgiveness to be paramount in this healing process we're going to have to go through. And I yield to Representative Cox.
This is. I just wanted to say I agree with Representative Alsup, and that that in the corporation and in the criminal syndicate that we hear a lot about these days, they have infiltrated each and every corporation. They've infiltrated the FBI, the AMA, the Department of Justice, the CIA. They've infiltrated basically Hollywood, everything. And not everybody in these divisions and organizations is bad. It's just the higher ups. There are people in the lower echelons that are very good. And I remember, you know, so not everybody, what she's saying, not everybody in the organization is bad. It's just the people at the top that have been infiltrated by these criminals in this criminal syndicate. And I remember going through school. I just remember being taught about these prescriptions, these medicines for this problem and that problem, and I just learned it. I just never knew about all this criminal organization stuff. I'm sorry. Anyway, I yield.
Thank you, Representative Cox. That was very insightful. I would say the law of accountability and responsibility plays in here too as well. You're not accountable, then you're responsible.
Amen.
All right, anyone else? Anyone else have a comment or a observation? The floor is open. Okay. Let's press on and do one more page, and then we need to talk a little bit about committees too.
List of abolishment. In order to form a more perfect union and provide for the peace, safety, and tranquility of we the people on the land of the Republic for the United States of America, we do hereby abolish and bar the United States Corporation and all its subcorporations and agencies from any actions against any members of the Republic within our territorial borders. This only applies to people who have joined the Republic and those who trespass against our laws. It is our desire and intent to do no harm to anyone and to practice forgiveness and restitution upon repentance. We wish only to live in peace and harmony with all as a free people, as is our right given by the Creator. Therefore, we, the Congress of the Republic for the United States of America, assembled in the presence of the Almighty Creator, without imposing or endorsing a national religion, do hereby continue the adoption of the accurate Holy Bible as divine law and the fundamental basis of a law form. We ratify and adopt the Declaration of Independence, circa 1776, the Constitution for the United States of America, circa 1789, and the Bill of Rights, circa 1791, as the basis and form of our laws. This law form will be supported by all laws that are passed by Congress and will be upheld and enforced by our judiciary and law enforcement. All interpretations and applications of these laws will be in compliance with the principles of the aforementioned documents that we hold as sacred in our Republic, so help us God. We specifically exclude the portion of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, with respect to the section which states, over such district, not exceeding 10 miles square, as may, by cession of particular states and acceptance of Congress, become a seat of the government of the United States.
All right. I think that's the last page we're going to do tonight, unless you guys want to press on a little farther. That's up to you. But we should discuss this page first. So, Dr. Mosley, would you please tell us the laws of life that we just heard about?
Well, I'm just going to reference one, which is predominant in that on that particular page, the law of forgiveness. And you had pointed to that law earlier, Mr. Chairman. I'm a speaker in that regard. So we want everyone on this call to understand that we're relying upon the laws that God has given us, the New Testament laws, these laws of life, and one predominant one is the law of forgiveness. So with that one, I rest.
Thank you, sir. I agree with that 100%. Floor is open for any other comments or suggestions or observances.
This is Representative Alsup from Arkansas again.
Yes, ma'am. You have the floor.
At the risk of ruffling a few feathers, I have a little issue with saying the that about the Holy Bible. The there has been so many different editions of the Holy Bible and translations made and books taken out and books, you know, things changed. It's hard to know, are we all using the King James Bible? Are we using the Good News Bible? Are we using the Living Bible? They don't all read the same, nor have they been interpreted and changed to mean the same thing. And I think that's going to be an issue in the future. I yield.
Yes, ma'am, I can answer that question. Mostly it's the King James, or it's also the 1599 Geneva Bible that they use reference to. There are the, in my opinion, the most accurate, that don't use a lot of extra words that don't really need to be done. It would be the one the Founding Fathers used. And many of the Puritans liked the Geneva Bible, so they wouldn't have anything to do with the King James because that was an English Bible. So take your pick, I guess, between the two.
The Ethiopian Bible is the most original and the most authentic, and yet none of us have a pure copy of that Bible. So it's open to interpretation when everybody has a different Bible reference. I yield.
Yep, that is true. All righty then. Any other comments or suggestions or observances?
Hi, this is Representative Holliday.
Yes, ma'am, you have the floor.
Okay. Just to follow up just a little bit on Representative Alsop, that's a wonderful observation. And to round back up, circle back to the question of industries who have wonderful professions and professionals within them and have been contaminated from the top, this is going to be a huge shakeup of every industry, Hollywood industry included. A lot of people are corrupted there, but a lot of people aren't. We have the medical industry. I come from the media industry. The media industry clamped down on all the journalists. Everybody had to read the same scripts. Everybody had to be vaccinated. Everybody had to do this and that. And many of them were innocent journalists, and yet the top of the media, which, of course, is owned by the same companies as the pharmaceuticals and therefore became advertisers for pharmaceutical products. My only point is that the infiltration is massive across our whole culture. So, yeah, we'll have to be very careful, but there's going to be a lot of, if this is done right and done the way I believe it to be done to actually stop this corruption, it's going to affect almost everyone within a professional industry. I yield back.
Thank you for that insight, ma'am. Any other comments?
Representative Jones?
Yes, ma'am. You have the floor.
I just want to say, you know, I've been in the healthcare field for 40-plus years, and most everybody that does work, and I agree 100% with the other ladies that, you know, there are good and there are, you know, corrupt ones, but they all take an oath. We have to take an oath to do no harm. And so it's going to be very difficult because everybody was put in a position to, you know, regarding this vax, that either do it or you lose your job. But they did take the oath up front that said they would do no harm. And we have to keep that in mind as well. But there are a lot of good ones. You know, I've had questions from people that says, well, you know, this doctor was great, and he really didn't know any difference or whatever, but I have to remind him that he did take an oath, and he should know. He shouldn't just, you know, blanketly, you know, provide us, you know, care that he does know nothing about. But anyway, it will be a very difficult thing for us to get through. I yield back.
Thank you. The floor is open. Anyone else like to make a comment? Well, I just want to thank Dr. Mosley for sharing the wisdom that the Lord put on your heart tonight with us and help us go through some of these laws of life that go through the first four pages of the DSI. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. We look forward to seeing you again in a couple weeks.
Indeed. Yes, sir. Thanks again.
All right, sir. Thank you. All right. Next, Representative Jerry McCarty wanted to have a discussion about House committees. So, Representative McCarty, would you like to start this discussion?
Yes, Representative McCarty. I was just talking with one of the senators yesterday, and he was telling me about some of the Senate committees that they're forming and some of the things that they were starting to try to understand and maybe make a plan to go forward. I don't have any idea what kind of committees we would be talking about, but I think it's good to have a discussion in some of the areas that we as interim will not be dealing with, but some of us may go on to be elected, and it would be a good thing to practice some form of we're actually here interim to be governing body and to practice something that we could actually help go forward with the elected people that are coming in behind us. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
I yield.
All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah, that's a good thing. We do only have 23 representatives right now. And then the Senate has twice as many as we're supposed to have. They're supposed to have 100. We're only supposed to have 50. So, but yeah, doing committee work wouldn't be a bad thing to consider, think about, figure out which committee that we need and that type of thing. It's always good to try to plan ahead. And we need to discuss which committees are actually lawful, because we are interim. We need to be able to, if we need to do a committee, we need to stand up one that's already been approved, one that's already de jure and lawful. So there's that kind of research that could be done. Let's see. Of course, we're in the committee of a whole. We don't have to do another committee just to practice writing legislation or to investigate something that's going to be beneficial to the nation or anything like that. We could do that as a committee of the whole. We don't have to branch off into another committee. We don't need to. In fact, we did a Internet Bill of Rights piece of legislature for the future that President Geiger asked us to do. So we got that done two, 3 years ago. But yeah, it bears thinking about, that's for sure, sir. Thank you for bringing that forward. The floor is open for any other comments about committees.
Hi, this is Scott Milton. I was just wondering what kind of committees we're talking about. Are there a list of committees that are lawful that we could choose from, or we just make one up on our own? Or, I mean, what are we talking about here? I yield.
Representative McCarty.
Yes, sir. You have the floor.
I'm involved with our county assemblies and also with the other assemblies of the state. And right now, trying to turn up these new counties and educate people in even what it is. It's a major event. I mean, it takes a lot of time and effort. And I was just thinking that how could we, as the representatives, the House, help these fledgling assemblies? Could we clarify things for them, or, you know what I mean? That's just a suggestion as to something that we could maybe put together a small, in the past, what did the assemblies do, or, you know, how were they structured, that kind of thing. If we have that kind of knowledge available, I don't know if we do, from the original 2010 to 2012. I yield.
Yes, sir. I just need a little more
this
time.
This is Becky Sowles, North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. You have the floor.
You make me think, Representative, of the two presentations that were done on the Sovereign Soul. One was done by Tim Turner, and one was done by Dave Roberts on how to form the assemblies. It was a fantastic presentation. And that was done several months ago, so it could be after your time. If you want, I can tack that down tomorrow and post it in the wire. Here, I yield.
Yes, that would be helpful.
I can get a list of committees that are du jour. I just didn't have time to do it today, and we can talk about it perhaps during the next meeting. That would be acceptable to you, Representative McCarty?
Absolutely. That would be just fine.
Okay. Very good.
And for me too, Scott Knowlton.
Thank you, sir. Any other comments or suggestions about the committees? Okay. All right, so I need to open the floor for any discussion on whatever you have to bring. It could be about, but not limited to, Republic documents, past Republic legislation, House rules and procedures, current events, or whatever truth you want to share with the House. And please remember that any documents that you want to read on the House floor in the future need to be approved by the House admin first and then get passed to the representatives for study. And please remember that others will listen to this call later. And so the floor is open.
This is Representative Robin Cox. May I please have the floor?
Yes, ma'am. You have the floor.
I was wondering if I could have a copy of the Internet Bill of Rights, please. I yield.
Yes, ma'am. I could send that out to others. Just remember that it's not legislation that's been passed other than by a minority in the House that worked on it. It's just for future. But, yeah, you could have a copy of that.
That would be great. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Representative Alsip.
Yes, ma'am. You have the floor.
Would you put the Bill of Rights on our website, too, so that we can all see those and know what we're looking forward to?
Oh, on the wire chat?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I can do that.
Well, I don't know about the wire chat, but the House chat, maybe the House side.
Yeah, the Republic House chat on wire. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, I can do that. Sure.
Thank you.
Yes,
I yield.
Anyone else have something to bring to the floor?
Yeah, this is Scott Knowlton again from Massachusetts.
Yes, sir. You have the floor.
I've been having trouble getting on wire. Is there somebody could help me get to there and get the chat and all that kind of stuff? I feel like I'm missing out.
Sure. I can talk to you after the call, and we can get you try to get you squared away.
Okay. Or it's getting kind of late. Maybe some other time.
Sure. I will email you or text you.
And I'll give you. I'll email you tomorrow just to remind you.
Okay.
Thank you. I yield.
The floor is open. Anyone else have something to bring?
Mr. Speaker,
yes, ma'am.
Michelle Holliday from Indiana. I'd like to be on your list of those who are invited or part of the wire, the House section of the wire.
Yep. Are you on wire right now, ma'am?
I am. Yes.
Okay. I will look for you, and I can add you to wire.
Oh, fantastic. Great.
Yep. If you're already on the Republic wire, I can add you to that.
Perfect.
All righty.
I yield.
Thank you. Anyone else have a question or a comment or something to bring to the floor? All right. Hearing nothing, I would like to entertain a motion to adjourn and reconvene for the next scheduled public house call.
This is Representative Robin Cox. I move that we adjourn for tonight and reconvene on Tuesday night, February 4th, 2025 at 8 p.m. Central Time. I yield.
Thank you, ma'am.
This is Representative.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say we have a motion. Go ahead, Representative.
Okay, this is Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin, seconding the motion to adjourn.
Thank you, sir. We have a motion and a second. Everyone in favor of reconvening Tuesday, February 4th at 8 p.m. Central Time? Please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right. Before we adjourn, would somebody like to close us in prayer? And if you would like to hang on later after the call, I can help you with something else, too. It's your option.
This is Representative Robin Cox. I'd like to pray, if you please.
Yes, ma'am. You have the floor.
Lord Jesus, we humble ourselves before you, Lord Jesus, and we realize that we cannot run this government without your help. We realize that we need you at all times. We need your help every hour, Lord God, and we want to make you the first and front and center of our government, Lord God. And Lord, we ask that you, we want to let you know that we're so grateful that you have given us a reprieve, Lord God, and Lord, that you would give us wisdom and discernment to know how to run this government, and give us wisdom in the next few months, especially, Lord God, and strength, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you would bring peace and comfort and healing and hope to the people of North Dakota, the people of North Carolina, and the people of Los Angeles, and the people of Southern California, people who've lost their homes, people who've lost loved ones. We ask that you would minister peace and comfort and healing to them and hope. And Lord, I ask that you would bring food and water to the people that need it. Bring shelter and clothing to the people that need it. Lord, bring medicine and supplies to the people that need it, Lord. Just minister to their needs, Holy One. And Lord, I ask that you would protect our country, Lord, that you would keep us out of World War III, and that you would not let the deep state crash our economy. Lord, I ask that you would protect and fight for Israel, Lord. Don't let there be any more terrorist attacks against Israel, Lord. Fight for Israel, and I just pray that you would, I pray your blood covering and your angelic hedge protection around all the senators and the representatives and the leaders of our republic. And I ask you to bring us back safely to our next meeting on February 4th, 2025. And I thank you for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.